Economists have rejected the Federal Employment Minister's warning that Australia is on the verge of a wages blowout. Erica Betts is urging employers and unions to act responsibly when negotiating new pay deals. But economists say that he's letting politics override his economic judgment and that wages for most Australians are flatlining. The most recent data showed the slightest growth in employee pay since 2001. Whitney Fitzsimmons reports.
The Federal Employment Minister Erica Betts issued a warning that despite what economists describe as Australia's weak and uncertain economic future, escalating wages are a looming threat.
If this is not done, then we risk seeing something akin to the wages explosion of the pre-accord era, when unsustainable wage growth simply pushed thousands of Australians out of work.
Australia has seen periods of rapid wage growth, but the economic conditions that led to it were much different from what we're currently experiencing. Chief Economist with Bank of America Merrill Lynch, Saul Eslake, explains.
First really big wages explosion was in 1973-74. Some of that was egged on by the Whitlam government, although the circumstances that made it possible had previously been laid by the outgoing McMahon government that presided over a very large increase in the money supply at a time when increases in the money supply mattered for inflation. We had another significant wages explosion in the early 1980s during the so-called resources boom presided over by the Fraser government. In both cases, the centralised wage-fixing system and the ability for unions in some sectors of the economy to go to the arbitration commission, as it then was, and get wage increases that had been obtained in industries where circumstances were very different, played a central role in spreading the wages explosion through the economy. The last real significant spike in wages was in 1994-95, as unemployment began to fall more rapidly after the recession of the early 1990s.
In the past 12 months, wages have increased by 2.7%, which is significantly lower than the 4% they were at 5 years ago when the world was heading into the global financial crisis. And now, with inflation at 2.6%, wages are just keeping up. But according to economists, the major employers such as the retail sector, public service and banking and finance are recording their slowest growth since 2001 and forecast to slow even further. Saul Eslake says there's a risk that politics can override economics.
Oh, there's always a danger that politics could override sound economic judgments. That's a risk you run in a democratic political system, I guess.
Despite a recent pickup over the Christmas period, the retail sector, which is considered to be the backbone of Australia's employment sector, is still sluggish. Russell Zimmerman, the executive director of the Australian Retailers Association, says that industry can't afford a wage increase.
In retail, I don't think there is a valid reason to have a wages explosion in retail because I don't think that the industry can stand it, quite honestly. I think that it would put a lot more retailers out of business.
Given the current economic conditions and the relatively flat growth in wages in recent years, some analysts suggest the minister's warnings are more about industrial negotiations between unions and sectors like transport, construction and mining than the broader community. Those negotiations are also front of mind for the Australian Industry Group, whose chief executive is Innes Willocks.
Well, this is all part of a negotiation, Whitney, but I think the bottom line here is that what market forces are telling employers, who are the people who are paying the wages, who are taking the risks, who are the people who are making the employment decisions, that in a slowing economy, at a time when businesses are under severe structural pressure, the days of significant wage increases are pretty much over.
So is the statement that we're set for a wages blowout more about politics and breaking these EBAs with unions than actually the fact that we're set for a wages blowout, given the data doesn't show that?
Well, I think we're seeing is that employers are responding in the sense of the market. Unions are continuing to push their demands, as is their right and their entitlement, and a middle ground will be reached, or a common understanding will be reached. But where possible, employers will not be giving ground to union demands because of the economic circumstances, perhaps as they were able to or did in the past.
That's Australian Industry Group Chief Executive Innes Willocks ending that report from Whitney Fitzsimmons.